17 minutes after 12 o'clock on a currently pretty day in the Miami Valley. It's a pleasure to welcome to the Excursions airwaves for the first time, but he's certainly a friend of Kaleidoscope and WYSO. He's Andy Ingram. Welcome.
Hello, Nikki. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, you're a musician in your own right.
I try to be.
Try to be?
Yeah.
You give it the college try.
Yeah, I have opinions.
Everyone has those.
Not always that great.
But your band, XL427, has been making music since at least the last several years or so, but not
slowly.
Slowly. Because we're waiting on the next one.
Yes.
But it's coming.
It is.
But in the meanwhile, you're very much involved in helping others make music and get it out. You head up Pop Tech Records. Tell me a little bit about how you got that started and where you stand.
Yeah, well, I run Pop Tech Records and play drums in pretty much all the bands on Pop Tech. So that's my way to control people.
Because you got the beat.
Yeah. We started, I think it was 2002. Mike Richley, who still plays guitar in XL427, and we're still working on we're not exactly working on it, but there's another Richley album in the works. It's been in the works for 5 years.
Well, that's all right. Sometimes it's, you know, like a good whiskey comes out all the better for the age.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I had played drums on his first record shortly after I met him, and then we recorded a second record. And at that point, we were naive and excited, and we thought, oh, great, this album's awesome. We're going to get signed. And we sent it out to a bunch of labels and pretty quickly realized nobody cares.
Did they even write back? I'm just curious. Did they even say
thank
you?
Actually, one record label, Barsook Records, wrote back and kind of had some nice words to say. But basically, the thing I learned is that nobody cares unless you create your own scene.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't a part of a scene. Nobody knew about us, not even our friends. So Mike recommended I start a record label. I remember I was living in Seattle at the time. I was back visiting, and we had lunch. He recommended that, and at first I thought, that's a stupid idea. I'm not doing it.
That sounds like a lot of
later,
work.
Yeah. A week later, it just hit me. That would actually be a lot of fun. So it's been a very slow growth, if you can call it that. But along the way, we did the second Richley record. I was friends with Graham Travis when I was living in Seattle. We did his debut record. And along the way, I met Chris Anisis, Johnny Callen, who's Wake Up Mordecai, and Jean-Michel. The Florals, most recently, Jill and Micah.
And what a great record. And thanks for sending them by here.
Yeah. So when I'm not writing XL427, I'm playing in other bands and producing the Jill and Micah record right now. So keep busy. But very slow. It's been a financial abyss.
Sure.
If I didn't play music, I might be rich. But at the same time, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. We are the record label that makes no money.
Right. But makes good music.
Yeah.
Something in that.
We try.
We're talking with Andy Ingram. He heads up Pop Tech Records and XL427, who, along with Daniel Dye, who's also in the studio, we're going to hear from shortly, and the 1984 Draft, that's Joe Anderl's new project.
Correct.
You guys have a little soiree this Friday up in Springfield.
Yeah. We're playing at the Champion City Vineyard Church. I throw somewhat monthly shows up there. There's not a whole lot of activity as far as music in Springfield, so we're trying to do our best between the Pop Tech bands and the Florals bringing a few bands. We're trying to give people in Springfield something to do.
Something to do on a Friday. It's this Friday. The show gets underway at 7 o'clock, and it's a very kind price for admittance there. And, of course, all that money gets plowed back into Pop Tech Records, right?
No, actually, it mostly goes to the bands.
We're
the record
label
that makes no money.
Right. You didn't hear what you had said before, right? Very good.
Yeah. Maybe I carry too bit of a sacrificial bent. Like I want to take care of the bands.
Wow.
So, which is good.
That's the kind of record label every band needs. Well,
if it survives.
If it survives, right. It's a fine line, a razor's edge. Daniel Dye is in studio. Daniel, if you want to go ahead and step up to the microphone there. First of all, welcome back to Excursions.
Thanks. It's great to be back. It's been almost a year, I believe.
Has it?
Yes.
And so you're playing this event, and of course you have an amazing event up in Mutual, your home, mm-hmm. your hometown. It's kind of a gathering of a really lovely cross-section of musicians, artists from the region. That's coming up August
15th.
August 15th.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get you back in right before that goes down.
Would love to come back. Yeah, it's at the family farm this year. We've moved to the farm.
So,
we're looking forward to that.
You have been doing what it's called the home sessions. You do a new song every month.
Mm-hmm.
How many songs is that? And by the same token, you'll answer how many months?
So I started in December.
Okay.
So, by the end of this year, we'll have 13 songs.
Nice.
And it will probably continue. It'll just be the new project that'll go on and on and on as long as I'm writing songs. So
well, I love the idea of it very much. And you soundchecked with one that I don't know which one you were planning on playing first, but it was tied into beautiful Springfield up there.
Yeah, I was going to start with a happy song, but I'll start with that song.
Okay.
Since you've talked about
it,
this song is called The Saddest City in the USA. And I want to say that I love Springfield. I live there these days, and it's a beautiful little city. But we did win a competition. I don't know if it's a competition.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there was a Gallup poll that named us as the saddest city in the USA in 2011.
Saddest.
And the funny thing is that the people that are sad in Springfield are happier because they felt vindicated.
And
I told you. Yeah, the people that were happy in Springfield felt kind of angry because, hey, wait, this is a sad city. So it was about the same in the end. But there's a guy that walks around town, an old fella, who pushes an empty wheelchair around. And it's just a really sad sight. And so that's how this song came to be. He was walking up my street one day, and I wrote this song when I saw him. There's a man walking up and down my street, pushing a wheelchair, dragging his feet. The wheelchair is empty and he's not okay, and it's the saddest city in the USA. This ain't speculation, it's a fact. 90,000 people nearly cut in half, and every second job taken away from the saddest city in the USA. We've got a shopping mall where no one shops. We've got a downtown where no one walks. We've got old timers who talk of the day before the saddest city in the USA. And at the edge of town, we've got a lake, but swimming there is just another risk you take, 'cause the water's poison's what the papers say in the saddest city in the USA. There's a beauty in sadness, a beauty in grit, a beauty in something that just won't quit, a beauty in people who are bound to stay in the saddest city in the USA. And that man keeps walking up and down my street, pushing a wheelchair, dragging his feet. The wheelchair is empty, it's just another day in the saddest city in the USA.
There you have it, Daniel Dye, live on Excursions today, live on stage with XL427 and the 1984 Draft this Friday at the Champion City Vineyard Church up in Springfield, where I am often happy when I go.
Yeah, I want to say, I've actually never sung this song in Springfield because I'm a little embarrassed about it. I don't want to offend anyone. It's a lovely little place. So,
it is, and it's got a lot going on. I mean, this whole region of the country took a hit after, the economic downturn and all that, but we're managing. We're making it happen. We're reinventing and re-navigating. It's going to be fine.
Yep, and Springfield has the oldest free summer festivals series in the state of Ohio.
Is that right?
34 years running.
Wow.
Yeah, down at the park in June and July. So for art, it's a great, great town. So,
we're going to be all right. Daniel Dye live in studio. You can find out more. Is it PopTech? What's the website for PopTech?
P-O-P-T-E-K.
It's so simple. POPTEK.com. Tech spelled the fancy way. POPTEK com, and you can find out about an amazing roster of regional and local musicians and also about upcoming events. You have another one for us, Daniel?
Yeah, this is another song from the new monthly song releases. This song is called Gonna Need a Witness. This came out in February for Valentine's Day. I'm gonna need a witness. There's so many things to share, and memories are more vivid when there's someone around, someone who's almost always there. And I'm gonna need a friendship, someone who'll listen in and tell me your stories, and I'll tell you mine. Time after time after time after time. I'm gonna need forgiveness for all the mistakes I make, for trouble and heartache and struggle and pain. Forgive me for all that I take. And I'm gonna need some truth in a world that just don't seem right, and show me what's good and show me what's not. And when it's all stripped away, then what have we got? I'm gonna need you, honey, when the nights they get cold and long. If we take to the highway or take to the sea, I'll be there for you and you'll be there for me. And I'll be there for you and you'll be there for me.
How is your beautiful wife, Yasmin?
She's doing fine. She just got back from a visit to Germany, where she's from, yeah. So that kind of revived her a little bit.
I'll bet.
So, she's doing well, and the girls are doing great. They've been in here. The girls have been in here.
We've had your whole family in here.
Yep. So they're probably listening now, I imagine. So hello.
I hope so.
Hello, Eliza. Hello, Natalie.
Little girl,
so, yeah.
Come on back. We still have those little beaded necklaces we can all play with.
Yeah.
So come back and see us before your August gig and bring some of your family back, and we'll do that up.
Yeah, we have a new band member to introduce to you. Yeah, second violinist, so yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Kin of yours?
Yep, another little niece. Yeah, not so little anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fabulous. So, great, yeah. Great. Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, great friends of the show. Thanks for stopping by today. Good luck Friday. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
We'll be live with Mr. Andy Ingram in just a moment. Let's hear one from XL427, and we'll be right back with more live music and a little celebration of Pop Tech Records, another great thing about the Miami Valley.
To an end. And I don't mind. going somewhere, but there's been a lot of false starts. And where do I stand with you? I want to know. I want to know. These are the best days. You've got my heart, I know. We are forever, we are forever. You've got my heart, I know. These are the best days. These are the best days of all time. These are the best days of all time.
The Memorex version, XL427. We have Andy Ingram live in studio. And who are the members of your band?
Well, Dan Staw, who Todd Widener is very familiar with, plays drums.
Might know him.
My brother Cooper plays bass. I have two guitarists, depending on who's available, Mike Richley and Chris Plasses, who's a Yellow Springs resident.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And they'll be on stage with you this Friday?
Actually, they all bailed. I'm playing solo.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be kind of like a bonus.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with bandmates. Yeah.
So this really is a sneak peek. We've got Andy Ingram live from XL427. The show is this Friday. It's underway at 7 o'clock in the evening, Champion City Vineyard Church, right up there in Springfield. And if you'd like, you just go right ahead.
All right. This is a new song that's going to be on the next album called The Covenant.
Hold on. Don't give up on me ever. I'm still listening, remembering your voice. And you are the only one I trust. Now that I no longer believe myself, be clear exactly against who I'm struggling. Is it me, you, or them? Sometimes I can't tell. And you are the only one so pure. Took me years to realize. It took me time to realize that if we're drawing lines for war, then I'm siding mine with yours. And I pray I'll never be the same. If we're choosing sides for war, then I'm choosing mine with yours. And I pray you'll take the fear away. I'm still yours, if you're at all willing. Silly, I know, but pain has taken its toll. And you are the only one in control. Will you battle for me? Will you battle for me? Cause if we're drawing lines for war, then I'm siding mine with yours. And I pray I'll never be the same. And if we're choosing sides for war, then I'm choosing mine with yours. And I pray you'll take the fear away. And if we're drawing lines for kickball, then I'm begging to be part of your call. And I pray you'll take the fear away.
Andy Ingram, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. It's great to say that. I'm sorry that we haven't had you by earlier.
That is all right. I'm sorry. A quiet guy, so I'm not offended at all.
So why Pop Tech? What's up with this Pop Tech, and why do you spell it with a K?
The name, I don't really remember where it came from.
It's catchy. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, Pop, it's definitely the intent of the whole label, to make songs as catchy and memorable and melodic as possible.
Yeah.
So it fits. I just didn't want to spell it T-E-C-H. So it's a kind of a takeoff of the old Sovtek amps.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
I like
it. But I've just met a lot of great friends who I trust and who write really good music at the same time. So it's the vehicle to promote them and take care of them.
So fabulous. And then I was asking you before we went on about XL427, because I never knew if that was extra large and if that was like a certain number of days.
Yeah, it was, in retrospect, it's a mistake to name your band after numbers and letters, because it seems simple, but people still have a problem.
Oh, yeah, they're in the right XR order. 129. Yeah, it's
yeah,
a great
XL 4207.9. Yeah, so, but I love the name, so I'm stuck with it.
And you saw these numbers were on something else that you admired.
Yeah, so Starflyer 59 is probably my favorite band ever. They're a Southern California band. They started in 94, I believe, was their first album. It was very shoegazy. They've run the gamut from shoegaze to straight up rock and roll to they're kind of in a very poppy realm
mode,
now.
Yeah.
But they're great. Jason Martin's a great guitarist. They write great songs. And so their debut record is called Silver. And in the album notes, the layout, there's a centerfold that is a mock 1950s album or yearbook, excuse me. And underneath everybody's pictures, they have a quote. Mm-hmm. And one of the quotes that stuck out to me was, keep your hands off my XL427 fastback. I didn't know what it was, but I love that phrase. Mm-hmm. And I Googled it once, and it's either an engine or a MiG jet fighter.
Wow.
I'm not a car guy, so I'll take the airplane.
Yeah.
But it stuck.
Did they know that you did that? Did you ever reach out and tell them that you named your band
I booked them a couple of times.
You haven't mentioned that. Or did they didn't even pick up on it.
Actually, I don't know if XL427 existed when I did book them.
I see.
I don't think it was. Playing music, but trying to write songs, but hadn't really formed a band at that point.
Yeah. It's kind of a sweet honor. You should let them know one day. That's kind of cool.
Andy. I should. They probably don't care.
They might.
Maybe.
Andy Ingram from Pop Tech Records and also from great local band XL427. Now, will you play another one for us?
Yeah. This is off my debut record, Lover's Leap. I think you've played it.
I think I have.
Some.
Take me where you want to go. You know how much I want to be with you. And what's it like to live in your reality, where you are the
vine, and I'm the broken branch. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel. You want to say, you know how much I want to hear from you, and what's it like to live in your reality where your voice echoes everywhere. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel. So hold me close until I feel the way you feel.
Andy Ingram live on WYSO. Pleasure to have you here on Excursions. Congratulations on a lot of good work over a lot of years and helping local music.
Thank you very much. And thanks for being so supportive over the years.
Man, it's a pleasure.
From our releases to our shows, you're always willing to promote them.
Yeah. It's kind of like the public radio mission, you know? I mean, we really do see ourselves as a community service, but more than that, a community member, you know? So, like, we're in there. poptech.com for full details, more information, and just a generally great way to point your browser. That's poptech.com. Again, the show is this Friday at the Champion City Vineyard Church in Springfield. That's at 137 East Main Street up Springfield Way. Show gets underway at 7 p.m. And just thanks, Daniel Dye, thanks for coming today. There
Thank
he is.
Thank you. It's great to see you again.
And let's do it up for your big soiree in August.
Absolutely, yeah.
And keep us posted. And if you ever do make a digital or a hard copy of these, you just send them on down here.
Maybe the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. All right. And thanks, Andy. Thanks for being here and continuing this. Good luck on Friday. And poptech.com. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.